Hare Krishna. Question: Did Karna and Draupadi have a secret love for each other? Answer: No, not at all. Although this is a popular myth that is propagated by populist reinterpretations, retellings of the Mahabharata. Such retellings are purely fictional. If we look at the some of these retellings, they say that Draupadi always regretted that if she had married Karna, then she would not have had been dishonored, that she would have not had got to go to exile. And in this way, some retellings depict that Draupadi always compared Karna favorably with her actual husbands. Actually, there is nothing that could be further from the truth as far as the original storyline of the Mahabharata is concerned. Rather than Karna having protected Draupadi from the dishonoring, Karna was the cause of the dishonoring of Draupadi. It was Karna who suggested that Draupadi be dragged into the assembly and be disrobed. It was Karna who was primarily responsible for the horrendous fiasco that happened on the during the gambling match, especially in terms of the dishonoring of Draupadi. So Draupadi, if she had been a woman who wanted to act on her own desires and pursue her own relationships, then when she was ma when she were well, she may well have not accepted the hand of a Brahmana. She was a princess, and she did not know at that time that the person in the Brahmana garb who had won her him who had won her was actually Arjuna. He was a Brahmana, and she would have had to live in most Brahmanas were poor. She would have had to live in poverty with that Brahmana, and she actually gracefully accepted living in poverty with him. It was only later that his identity was revealed, that he was Arjuna, and his brothers were they were all actually the Pandavas. And even then, when then she was told that she will be the wife of all the five Pandavas, she did not oppose at that time also. And it was Karna who caused her humiliation primarily in the assembly, during the gambling match. Now, there is also another negative friction that is attributed to between this relationship, that when the Swayamvar came up at that time, when Karna came and entered the contest at that time, it is according to popular retellings of the Mahabharata, it is said that Karna was disallowed. Now, some of the more sensationalist retellings of the Mahabharata say that actually Draupadi in the open assembly told that, "I don't want to marry a Suta. I don't want to marry a charioteer's son." And in this way, she insulted Karna for his low birth. But if you look at the original Mahabharata, what it says essentially is that Dhritarashtra is the one who is coordinating the whole celebration, and is Dhrishtadyumna who does not who says that Karna cannot fight, Karna cannot contest. And even if we consider the situation, Karna at least knew that there were people who contested his position in that conservative society, and when he, in spite of that, tried to enter into that Swayamvar without considering whether he would be accepted or not, he set himself up for humiliation. So it was a very unfortunate incident, but the whole socio-cultural ethos of that time led to that unfortunate situation. We cannot blame Draupadi for that. But the point is that because of this incident, because Karna felt that he had been spurned, he had been dishonored, not just spurned, dishonored. So he held resentment towards Draupadi. Of course, because Draupadi was so beautiful, there were many princes who and kings who lusted for her. So Duryodhana also had some lust for her. Karna also had some lust for her. But as far as a secret love is concerned, there's no question of that at all. They were their character was different, were radically different. And Karna, even when the assembly match happened, in the assembly hall, the gambling match transpires, and at the end of it, when things become atrocious, Dhritarashtra gives everything back to Draupadi and to the Pandavas based on Draupadi's requests and Dhritarashtra's desire to make amends. So at that time also Karna takes a pot shot at Draupadi and the Pandavas, and he says, just see these warriors, they were saved by a woman. What that means is, he has such a demeaning attitude towards women in general, that means they are good for nothing. And by implication, Draupadi is good for nothing. And if they are good for nothing, then the men who take their help, the men who take women's help, they have become good for nothing. That's what is implied by this pot shot. Just see, these warriors were saved by a woman. So, if Karna had any affection for Draupadi, what kind of affectionate lover would have his beloved stripped? In that nightmare of indignity that happened in that assembly, at last when the Pandavas got back their lost positions and they're about to leave, that was like one moment of dignity in a nightmare of indignity. But Karna did not allow Draupadi even that much relief, and that time also he taunted her. So there is no question of love between them, because they were, Karna repeatedly by his actions and earlier by circumstances, they were often positioned in ways that were hostile to each other. So the retellings of the Mahabharata, wherein they are depicted as having a secret love, they are completely fictional and contradictory to the spirit as well as the storyline of the original Mahabharata. Thank you. Hare Krishna.